Hello everyone, this is Eduardo speaking directly from Estonia. Today I want to talk a topic that is usually recurrent when I'm mentoring startups, especially because I'm living already in Estonia for almost 4 years. This is the e-residency. So what it is and what it isn't? Well, as the name says, the e-residency, it's a type of residency, but this is a digital residency. So in other words, the focus here is to make you able to create a company and to manage the company in the country in a remote and digital way. So in other words, you'll be able to create the company, to manage it, to hire people, to pay your taxes, to do all the activities without the need to be in the country. So what it isn't? Very important, a lot of people sometimes get confused. So this is not really a residency for living here. So in other words, if you are from Middle East, if you're from Bahrain, for example, and you got the digital residency in Estonia, it doesn't mean that you can come here and live here in Estonia. So you can open the company again, you can manage everything, you can, you know, invoice companies from here, you know, everything related to the company, but not living here. So what are the advantages that you can, you know, you can take advantage of this if you have a startup? So the first one, you can invoice in the local currency. So let's say you live in Brazil, for example, and you'll be able then to invoice in euros, so that it is a stronger currency than Brazilian real. So in that case, this is interesting. The second thing, it will give access to the European Economic Zone. So in other words, now you can prospect and invoice to and sell and invoice to clients in the European Zone. All right, the third one, the mobility. So especially if you have this more nomad lifestyle, now you can manage the company independently of where you are. So you can be in Asia and you can still have the company here in Estonia and manage everything, you know, keep everything running smoothly. Finally, what are the countries that offer this kind of digital citizenship? Nowadays, at this moment in 2023, there are approximately 9 countries that offer this digital citizenship. So I will provide you in the description of this podcast the list of these countries, and I will also provide you with a link where you can find more information about that. So that's it. I hope you guys enjoy and see you next time.